All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session, pursuant to adjournment. The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio.
Good afternoon. My name is Maureen O'Connor. I'm the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Ohio. Welcome all to the bar admissions ceremony. We're pleased that you could join us in the Palace Theater this afternoon. As Chief Justice, I can honestly say that I and my fellow justices agree that this is probably one of the most pleasant responsibilities we have, the seven of us, for a court session when we're admitting new attorneys to the bar. I often reflect on how appropriate it is to be holding these ceremonies in a theater. After all, hasn't the last couple years of your life been like a play? High drama, intense focus, tragedy, comedy, suspense, and now a happy ending. So, after its recent renovation, this theater has taken on a majestic look that's fitting for our purposes here today. Those of you being admitted to the bar are undergoing a transformation of your own, an exciting one, the start of a lifelong journey. I'm honored to be among the first to congratulate you. The other thought I have as I look about these majestic surroundings concerns the law. In America, the institution of law is majestic in its purpose and its promise. The American system of justice has its faults, that is true, but it is also the envy of the world. When you leave here today, you will have become a steward of that system. It is a system that is founded on fairness and impartiality. You will be counted on to maintain its ethical integrity and its independence, objectivity, and strength. You will take an oath today to uphold the high ideals of your new profession. No profession or occupation has contributed more than the legal profession to the establishment and the preservation of order in our society. To quote the late Ohio Supreme Court Chief Justice Thomas Moyer, no profession has done more to establish and preserve order under the rule of law than the legal profession. The profession upon which you have embarked has a uniquely pervasive influence, not only on the law, but also world history, culture, and diplomacy. That's a key part of the majesty of our system. Attorneys dedicate themselves to protecting the rights of all, including the powerless and those who are engaged in unpopular causes. The amount of good that one attorney can accomplish can be monumental. Sometimes a case can change the entire legal system, and sometimes even history. But it always changes the life of the client. No other vocation includes members who donate more time and resources to civic and charitable activities than the legal profession. And I must add, no profession disciplines its members as consistently as our profession. All of these things and so much more make the law a noble calling. Please treasure this moment with your family and friends, for you have earned it. Cherish it with parents, grandparents, spouses, partners, significant others, children, and friends who are here with you today, either in this theater or in your hearts. I congratulate everyone who has nurtured, encouraged, loved, perhaps nudged a little or nudged a lot, and supported these candidates for admission to the bar. Candidates, you've completed the education, the examination, and the character and fitness requirements that allow you to enter this honorable profession and to practice law in the state of Ohio. While today marks a huge milestone for you, brace yourself. Your real legal education might just be beginning. Yeah, you are delighted that your formal legal education is over, as is the bar exam. But now the real learning begins. Being a lawyer is a journey, not a destination. At times, your journey will seem as though you're climbing the Himalayas. At other times, it's smooth sailing until you're blown off course unexpectedly. Whatever that journey brings, your education will help you navigate, and the more trips you take, the better you get at navigation. So on this momentous occasion, let me offer you a few words of advice. What you do in the coming few years will set the tenor of your role as a lawyer. First of all, review the disciplinary rules. Know these rules not just as an exercise in the academics, but in their practical application. When you even suspect that you may be approaching a situation that presents an ethical question, discuss it with someone who has more experience, someone who could advise you. Your personal and professional honor are at stake. Next, I would recommend associating with a member of the profession who is willing to act as a mentor. The Ohio Supreme Court has put in place a mentoring system. Do yourself a favor and take advantage of all that mentoring has to offer. Then think about this: observation. Observe lawyers in action. Observe the way they interact with one another, with their clients, and with the court. It will become obvious to you that the most effective and respected lawyers are those who are civil, are courteous, and who are prepared. There are four groups of people with whom you will be in contact during your professional life: clients, judges, fellow attorneys, and court personnel. Each group deserves courtesy, civility, and respect. Make sure that you're honest and straightforward with your clients. If they have a case, work for them in an efficient, ethical, and intelligent way. If they don't have a case, be honest and advise them as such. Always be available and always return phone calls. The number one complaint from clients is that they cannot reach their attorney on the phone. That one fact precipitates innumerable complaints to the bar. Make sure that the fees and costs are explained up front, and for your own protection and their protection and benefit, put them in writing to protect everyone. When appearing before judges, never be on time. Be at least 15 minutes early. Know the Ohio rules of court and the local rules of court. Knowing the rules shows intelligence and respect for the local courts. When appealing to a higher court, always remember that briefs are to be just that, brief. Be succinct in your arguments and be honest. Nothing discredits a lawyer faster in the eyes of a judge than being misleading on the points of law. If you've established a record in the lower court, that's your ammunition on appeal. So think about that as you first approach the case. Act in a civil manner at all times with opposing counsel. Don't make false or misleading statements as to the facts or as to the law. Cooperate in discovery. The more that each side knows about the case, the quicker that the case can be resolved. Above all, do not become arrogant just because you have a law degree and the rest of the world doesn't. Once you start to practice, you'll be amazed at what you don't know. But that is true with all professions. Experience, hard work, and diligence will close the gaps. Believe me, you will see gaps as you grow as an attorney. Last, I highly recommend that you take what you do as an attorney very, very seriously. You are in a position of trust and one that focuses on duty to the client and to the court. The stakes are high and the expectations are great. But carve out time for your family, for yourself, for your non-legal world. Pay attention to your health, physical, mental, and spiritual. But don't take yourself too seriously. Keep a sense of humor. You're going to need it. So congratulations once again. As is part of the tradition of this court session, we call a dean forward to speak on behalf of all of the deans in the state of Ohio. So it's my pleasure to now introduce our first speaker this morning, or this afternoon, from the Ohio State University Moritz College of Law, Dean Lincoln Davies.
Good afternoon. Thank you to the Ohio Supreme Court and to Chief Justice O'Connor. As Justice O'Connor said, my name is Lincoln Davies. I am the Dean of the Ohio State University Moritz College of Law. And it is my distinct honor and privilege today, on behalf of all of the Ohio Law Schools, to congratulate you and to join Chief Justice O'Connor in congratulations. So that is on behalf of the University of Akron School of Law, Capital University Law School, Case Western Reserve University Law School, the University of Cincinnati College of Law, Cleveland State University, Cleveland Marshall College of Law, University of Dayton School of Law, Ohio Northern University Pettit College of Law, Ohio State, and the University of Toledo College of Law. And even if you're not from Ohio, congratulations. That rings true to me. The very first time I came to Columbus, as an aside, I flew in for a deposition. We were handling a case here in town, and I remember the sign very vividly at the Glenn Airport. It said, welcome to Columbus, and then in very small letters underneath it said, unless you're from Michigan. So I'd like to encourage you all to take a moment, to reflect, to celebrate, to think back on all that you have achieved and all you have accomplished. I don't know if you do, but I still remember my first law school exam. I remember the effort that I had to go through to get through law school. I remember the friends and relationships that I built, and I remember the very first time and the very last time I was cold called on. So now is a moment to celebrate what you've accomplished, and to celebrate even the fact that you won't be again cold called on, at least not until you appear before one of these courts. So now that we've taken a moment to reflect, I'd like to encourage you to remember. To remember three things. First, not to ever discuss politics or religion at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Second, that if you're using chopsticks, the one closest to your belly holds still. And third, never to get involved with a Libra unless you really, really mean it. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's the wrong speech. Let me switch. In all seriousness, I would like you to take a moment to remember as you move forward. First, remember where you have been. Remember the hurdles that you've overcome. Remember the long hours that you've put in. Remember the work and the effort that you've had to dedicate to get to this moment in your life. And perhaps above all, remember the sacrifice that not only you, but your family and friends and those who support you have made to get you to this state. I like to run marathons, which tells you something about me. It tells you there's a small piece of my brain somewhere missing. But it also tells you that, like yourself, life and your career will be much more of a marathon than it will be a sprint. And if you remember where you have been, you will find for yourself a blueprint for your own life. I remember the very first time I appeared in court. It was against an attorney from a school that I didn't think very highly of, and she came in very disheveled, and I thought, oh, I've got this. And then I watched her make arguments I never anticipated and that seemed quite devastating if I didn't think of something to respond to. And so I drew on lessons from that first day in court that I had learned throughout my life, to work hard, to never let anyone else outwork you, to know that work is the great equalizer. So remember that as you move forward, that the lessons you've already learned will serve you well going forward. Second, remember where you're going. Each of us came to law school for different reasons. Each of us had different objectives in mind. Each of us had something that was inspiring us. Perhaps it was that you wanted to have a good job and provide for your family. Perhaps it was that you wanted to change the way that the criminal justice system works. Perhaps it was something else. We each had dreams, and those dreams shift and evolve and change over time as different opportunities present themselves. That's natural. That's good. That should happen. But as you take stock at this moment, this momentous moment in your life, keep those dreams in mind. Don't lose them. As you go forward in your career, take time to be strategic, to set aside a time to think about what are the trade-offs you're making, what is it you're trying to achieve and to accomplish in your career. Take the long view, and as you do that, never forget your dreams. Third, remember where you came from. You learned a lot in law school. You learned about the elements of a tort, something that I didn't understand was something I had discussed my entire life at the dinner table with my father because he was an insurance defense lawyer, but, you know, I thought it was dessert when I enrolled in the class. You learned about the criminal justice system. You learned about the difference between preponderance of the evidence and clear and convincing evidence. You learned about standing, heaven forbid, standing. You learned a lot. You learned skills, how to write transactional documents, how to cross-examine a witness, how to stand up before someone and make arguments and anticipate what the other side will say. You learned the idea of legal reasoning. But with you to law school, you carried even more important wisdom. You carried the lessons that your parents and your grandparents and your family and those who support you have taught you. I remember those very well from my grandmother. I spent a lot of time with her as a child, and she taught me some basic things that serve me well even today. Always say please. Always say thank you. Work hard. Tigers starve last, she told me. She taught me about the importance of compassion and humanity. And it's those lessons that you have learned for yourself, that you carry with you, that will make you an even better attorney than all the skills you have learned in law school. So remember those. Remember where you've been. Remember where you're going. And remember where you came from. And so at this moment, I'd like to congratulate you. I'd like to tell you that you've earned this, because you have. You've earned the privilege of being an attorney, because it is, in fact, a privilege. It's a privilege that you have to keep earning every day. It's said that the moral arc of the universe bends toward justice, or as Martin Luther King Jr. said, true peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. But that justice only exists because we come together and we earn it every day. So, do well and do good, and earn that justice for society. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dean. And now I'm going to ask the Ohio State Bar President, Eliana Dracados, to come forward and address the new attorneys.
Good afternoon, everyone. May I please the court? Chief Justice and Honorable Justices of the Supreme Court. My name is Eliana Dracados. I am the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, the largest Ohio network of attorneys. Congratulations for achieving what very few have been able to achieve. You are now part of the 0.32% of Ohio's population who are licensed attorneys. Congratulations to those that helped you through this journey, your loved ones, your professors, and your colleagues. We at the Ohio State Bar Association are here to help you starting today as you launch into your careers. You have earned a degree from a law school, and you have earned the privilege to practice law in the wonderful state of Ohio. As you embark in this new phase of life, I would like to leave you with a to-do list. Now, my husband hates my to-do lists, as I'm sure many husbands in the audience do too. So perhaps a better way of putting it is that I leave you with some challenges. 5 ideas. 1, read the lawyer's creed. You will receive your certificate today, and along with it, you will receive the lawyer's creed, a piece of paper that talks about how you are supposed to act as a lawyer. I challenge you to read it, to frame it, and to hang it up in your office. I did that 16 years ago, and occasionally I look up and to reference the lawyer's creed. Read it when you feel frustrated with a client or opposing counsel. Read it when you feel frustrated with a judge, present company excluded. Remind yourself that you have an ethical duty to rise above the frustrations that you will encounter, the snarky comments that you will receive in emails, the inappropriate or frivolous arguments that you must respond to. Strive to be the voice of reason, the peacemaker, and the reliable source. 2, be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor. You are in it for the long haul. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And are you ready for some groundbreaking news? Work-life balance, it doesn't exist. It's not a thing that someone will hand to you on a platter. It's not a benefit that comes with your job. It is something you create. You create your own happiness. You set your own priorities, and you decide how to spend your valuable time. Without your health and well-being, both mental and physical, you will accomplish nothing. That should always be a priority. Remember to smile and keep it light. As the years go by, you will discover that the practice of law can sometimes be mundane, it can sometimes be dry, it can sometimes be frustrating. Keep a sense of humor. It will take you a long way. 3, network. Start doing it today. I challenge you to meet 3 people today that you have never met and exchange information. No one will network for you. Networking is not included as a fringe benefit with your compensation package, although I would argue that it should. But networking is your professional responsibility to yourself. I want you to not do the following. Go to your offices tomorrow, sit down, and bill 2,200 hours a year for the next 10 years without having made meaningful connections with colleagues and members of your professional community. You will be doing a disservice to yourself. If networking does not come easy to you, join the State Bar Association and the local bar associations. That is their job, to offer you the opportunity to network with colleagues, to help you enhance professionally, and to assist you in the practice of law. More on this when we meet at the reception. 4, take care of your clients. When I started practicing, a senior attorney told me that if you take care of your clients for the first 5 years of practice, you won't have to worry about getting clients in the future. Give sound legal advice and be honest. Don't tell your clients what they want to hear. Tell them the truth. Call them back when you are supposed to call them back. Respond to their emails promptly. And if you think you are not the right person to help them, be honest and tell them that. 5, have empathy and be kind. People that come to you are at their worst. They've lost a loved one, going through a divorce. They've been injured or sued. They've lost a business or custody of their child. They've lost their home or their freedom. Beyond legal advice, they are looking for someone who will listen to them, who will hold their hand and be there to guide them in making the right decision. You are that person at that moment in time. And beyond clients, be kind to each other. You will run into each other in the hallways of the courthouse. Some of your classmates will be judges, staff attorneys, or opposing counsel. Always be kind to one another, even though you might disagree. So I leave you with this to-do list, or you'd rather say these challenges: to read and frame the lawyer's creed, to be healthy, smile, and maintain a sense of humor, to network, to take care of your clients, to have empathy, and be kind. And one more thing, love what you do. Thank you for the honor to be with you today. I wish you nothing but success, good health, and happiness.
Thank you, President Dracatis. Now I'm going to ask Judge Mark Wiest, who serves as chair of the Board of Bar Examiners, to come forward. He'll make a motion to admit the successful applicants. Judge Wiest.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor, and good afternoon. I do have a motion to make, which I'm fairly confident will be granted. Smile. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2019 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege at this time to move the court to admit these applicants to the Bar of Ohio to practice.
Thank you, Judge Wiest. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. Now I have the distinct honor of administering your oath. Would the applicants please stand? I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name. Hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of Ohio. And I will abide by the Ohio rules of professional conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations. You may be seated. Now, to speak on behalf of the justices, please welcome Justice Judith French.
Good afternoon, new lawyers, family and friends, honored guests. It's an honor for me to be here today to speak on behalf of my colleagues. Thank you for fighting the weather today to be here to celebrate. This is one of my favorite days as a justice. I appreciate the opportunity to celebrate with you and even to greet some of you as you come forward. A few years ago, I greeted a young woman as she walked across the stage. And even among people who were happy, her smile and excitement stood out among the crowd. As I reached out to her to take her hand, I said, "You look so happy." And she replied, "I took the bar exam 7 times. So even now, years later, I think of that young woman and the dedication that it took for her to be here to achieve this dream. As you look around you, I hope you will acknowledge and appreciate not only what it took for you to be here, but also what it may have taken others to be here with you. Life, I think, is like a game of cards. Some of you were not dealt a very good hand. Your family, your socioeconomic status, your physical limitations, and so many other factors have been outside of your control. Some of you may have been dealt aces, but for so many others, it's been a combination of twos and threes. The key, I think, is to keep playing. You keep some cards, you throw others, you learn and grow, and you build a career and a life that you can be proud of. You've already taken a tremendous step toward becoming a contributor, someone who, just by virtue of holding the title lawyer, stands out for your expertise and your ability. So I hope by now today you've absorbed a little of what has been said about the opportunities that await you. Yes, you can now represent clients and appear in a courtroom and sign pleadings, but there's so much more ahead if you choose to find it. I hope you will join the thousands of Ohio lawyers who gave more than 100,000 hours of pro bono service last year to low-income and disadvantaged Ohioans. If we give that service a value of just $200 an hour, that's about $24 million in legal service for free in 1 year. I dare you to do better. I dare you to take that lawyer's oath to new heights, to establish for yourself and this class of lawyers a new way of defining what it means to be a lawyer and a new way of defining what it means to be a leader. Sitting where you are now more than 30 years ago, I couldn't have imagined where I would be today or the path that would bring me here. At that time, I had begun work as an associate with a Porterite law firm. If you had asked me that day, I would have said I'd spend the next 30 years at the firm. Well, boy, was I wrong. My experience there was challenging and fulfilling, but ultimately it put me on a path that took me to other places. 30 years and six jobs later, I stand before you as a justice. My point is not to tell you my life story, it's to tell you that yours isn't set. You will be presented with change and opportunities you can't imagine. My advice is to welcome that change, not to fear it, and to consider each opportunity without fear of falling or failing. So thank you for taking this step. Thank you for choosing to be a lawyer. And thank you, too, for choosing to be an Ohio lawyer. I recently finished my second reading of David McCullough's book, The Wright Brothers. If you haven't read it, I recommend it. And I especially recommend the audiobook so that you can get the benefit of McCullough's narrative, or his narration. McCullough tells the story of the Ohio childhood of the Wright brothers and of the years of careful and patient work to achieve the human flight they so believed in. McCullough recounts the story of someone asking Wilbur Wright what accounted for his success. And he said, "If I were giving a young man advice as to how he might succeed in life, I would say to him, pick out a good father and mother and begin life in Ohio." I think the same would apply for a young woman. But as an Ohio lawyer, you're part of a rich legal history with far-reaching contributions. It was an Ohio lawyer who argued that police unlawfully searched the home of Dalray Mapp during their investigation of a bombing outside the home of gambling magnate and future boxing promoter Don King. The resulting landmark case, Mapp versus Ohio, strengthened Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. It was an Ohio lawyer who argued that Cleveland Police Detective Martin McFadden lawfully stopped and frisked John Terry because he suspected Terry and two other men of robbing a jewelry store on Euclid Avenue in downtown Cleveland. The case, Terry versus Ohio, gave us the reasonable suspicion standard we use today. Ohio lawyers have taken on historic roles as presidents, Supreme Court justices, policymakers, and business leaders. But for me, it's the daily work of Ohio lawyers that makes a difference. Neil Armstrong once observed that we all like to be recognized not for one piece of fireworks, but for the ledger of our daily work. For you, that ledger may include a conference call with a worried client, a court appearance with a defendant whose life or livelihood is on the line, or the thrill of presenting an answer to a senior partner who didn't think there was one. Whatever it is, I can assure you that you will be making a difference and that your work will be appreciated. I'm very proud to be one of you and to call Ohio home. It's been my honor to be with you today. Thank you all for being here to celebrate.
Thank you, Justice French. We're now coming to the moment that you've all been waiting for. But before we begin, please keep in mind we have a few ground rules that, if followed, will allow the ceremony to continue without a hitch. For the attorneys, please rise one row at a time when indicated by the ushers. Follow the usher's hand signal to you and how to approach the stage. After you have your certificate, please return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Word of advice, use the handrails when descending the stairs. Now, not only is it open and obvious, but I just warned you as well. We will now begin.
Morgan Elise Austin.
Nicholas Gordon Anhold.
Jasmine Alexis Boutreau.
Brian Mark Asquith.
Rita H. Boutreau.
Abigail Evelyn Bell.
Robert Matthew Breitz.
Robert Anthony Bianchi.
Arne Jacob Bussler.
Ryan Joseph Bachmuller.
Allison Rayanne Cady.
Alexandra Renee Brinkman.
Hannah Elizabeth Caldwell.
Mary Gail Britton.
Ari Daniel Cohen.
Brendan Kilpatrick Carlin.
Luke Stephen Condon.
Jeffrey Edward Carr.
Sean Andrew Cote.
Elizabeth Blair Carter.
Daniel Michael Criswell.
Brittany Tony Ann Chung.
Emily Joe Cunningham.
Brent Adam Cicero.
Robert Evan Daniel.
Catherine Ann Clevenger.
Byers Bowman Emmerling.
Julia Maria DeCenzo.
Allison Margaret Finn.
Gianna Love Imbrogno.
Andrew Jeffrey Geisler.
Katie Eileen Epperson.
Kyle Patrick Graham.
Michael Allen Strin.
Margaret Elizabeth Graham.
Dylan Friedman.
Luke Michael Habermed.
Adam Lee Glassman.
Brandon J. Harris.
Michael Lauren Hurst.
Richard Sylvester Hazeltine III.
Andrew John Kazansky.
Kevin Thomas Hayes.
Madison Lynn Linza.
Morgan Eden Hellgreen.
Lacey Renee LeDuc.
Max Gugelslick Hirsch.
Margaret Claire Liu.
Joshua Lewis Hinkle.
Paul Joseph Lasobi.
Anne Elizabeth Hurst.
Matthew Richard Mahoney.
Rachel Lee Ippolito.
Sean Michael McCafferty.
Ayu Ramez Islam Bouli.
Catherine Grace McCormick.
Samuel Frank Jordan.
Isaac Tom Mona.
Zachary Peter Ketchavas.
Tess Dara Nataro.
Noah Thomas Kame.
Hannah Marie Olnick.
Rebecca Lee Kendis.
Amy Papagug.
Nicholas Bernard Kirsch.
Brittany Marie Payne.
Michael Stephen Clamo.
Robert John Porter V.
Rhea Anu Q. Rian.
Michael Michelli Brigitel.
Jamie L. Marie Lamson Bouchot.
Letitia LaShawn Riggins.
Justin Joseph Mackin.
Carolyn Ashley Seyfright.
Amanda Jean Mahoney.
John McKenzie Sayers,
Jack Mabe,
Rebecca Lee Schuler,
James Halderson Nichols,
Eric Matthew Siller,
Corey Samuel Novak,
Tyler David Singer,
Samuel Hurst Ottinger,
Taylor Brenner Slifka,
Douglas Piloa,
Samantha Marie Soule,
James Joseph Prouse,
Kyle David Straub,
Thomas Brindley Rents,
Rachel Denise Summers,
Samuel Benjamin Robb,
Caitlin Marie Thompson,
Julia Gote Ross,
Franklin Thomas Triazzi,
Andrew Yoshimi Schiffer,
Robert Matthew Wiseman,
Stephanie Laurel Sexton,
Abigail Grace Williams,
Samuel Alexius Sheffield,
Alexis Elizabeth Woodworth,
Callie Powell Simmons,
Lemmy Ginn,
Allison Noel Smith,
Jonathan Jones Bond,
Kelsey Marie Smith,
Christian Alexander Bondra,
Caitlin Marie Spar,
Jessica Nicole Bersani Powell,
Lauren Teresa Stey,
Madison Sierra Brinkman,
Talia Esther Sukal,
Carter A. Brown,
Jessica Catherine Turner,
Kayla Michelle Campbell,
Ingrid Maria Vadamanu,
Alex Joseph Clark,
Ricardo Andres Vidal,
Adam Lee Davis,
Michael Brandon Watson,
Caitlin Grace DeBruin,
Xiao Wei,
Gloria Anastasia Dickey,
Mackenzie Aaron Bell,
Nicholas Allen Gershutz,
Sarah Kathleen Blank,
Adam David Johnson,
Isaac Zachary Borsch,
Nicole Yvonne Johnson,
Joseph Aaron Bruce,
Jeremy Dean Martin,
Logan Derek Bryant,
Kelly Elizabeth Rentula,
Allison Christine Caldwell,
Paul Jacob Ratcliffe,
Mariah K. Cheatham,
Jared Brandon Rose,
Benjamin Hughes Childers,
Dalton James Smith,
Emily K. Dawson,
James Thomas Stolle,
Chloe Catherine DeAngelis,
Tyler Shanae Watson,
Hillary Francis DeSosor,
Adriana Elizabeth Williams,
Stephanie Michelle Donahue,
John Everett Woods,
Alexandra Christine Eckrich,
Raquel Elise Davis,
Kelsey Ann Ewing,
Michael Colin Dunn,
Nathan Michael Fulmer,
John Alexander Fogel,
James Robert Gala III,
James Michael Kenny Prentice,
Megan Elizabeth Garland,
Robert Howard Hendricks,
Athitiyu Umar Gatipande,
Jason Todd Whitehead II,
Sarah Louise Grosswiller,
Zachary Hendrick Fry,
Michael Gregory Gergel,
Elise Virginia Brown,
Alicia Marie Harrison.
Christian Michael Rosnell.
Lindsay Marie Harrison Madger.
Julia Michelle Lawrence.
Megan Elizabeth Hobart.
Francisco Javier Roland.
Ashley Starin James.
Austin Nicholas Davis.
Charlotte Demique Diamond Jarvis.
Thomas Zachary Cook.
Reese Matthew Johnard.
Morgan Ashley Davenport.
Nicholas Elias Carmen.
Jenna Marie Hafey.
Gaia Casatelli.
John Patrick Kelly.
Lauren Geneva Kitchen.
Julia Elaine Kinesny.
Ross Michael Kowalowski.
Caleb David Omer.
Margaret Olin Kracher.
Clayton Joseph Smith.
Ashley Marie Lance.
Jennifer Ann Smith.
Mark Richard Larson.
Emily Tangi.
Zachary Jeff Lindesmith.
Michael William Schauer.
Joseph Mallory.
Sean David Drake.
Kara Brianne Marlin.
Julian Kiefer Boone.
Kayla Lynn Maschek.
Sean Michael Brown.
Amanda Christine May.
Monica Ellen Young.
Hugh David McDaniel III.
Jenna Christine Foos.
Spencer Allen Michaels.
Mary Frances Gardner.
Sarah Veronica Mills.
Taylor Stephen Strohsnyder.
Mark Andrew Peasley.
Sarah Marie Urchek.
Ethan James Peters.
Quentin Stephen Wise.
Jacob Ethan Reed.
Richard Brooks.
Jamie Joshua Rizzo.
Katrina Yang.
Joseph Thomas Romanowski.
Sarah Elizabeth Welch.
Ryan James Sanders.
Billy Lawrence Husher Jr.
Jennifer Marie Saralino.
Jacob Michael Bartlett.
Shayla Mara Schroeder.
Shin Nguyen.
Brittany Ann Schweitzer.
Wen Hao Zhou.
Lucille Ann Shane.
Hannah Nicole Noodlelist.
Daniel Ronald Schischler.
Quentin Moore Campbell.
Daniel Ryan Slattery.
Christopher Todd Page.
Kirsten Lee Smith.
Sana M. Bayari.
Elaine Catherine Souter.
Blake Adam Benson.
Heather C. Steele.
Michael Eric Benson.
Maribeth Joanna Tagg.
Stacy Nelson Purcell.
Kaylee Elizabeth Talaganis.
Erica Marie Rodriguez.
Nicole Monique Thorne.
Duri Song.
Kelsey Marie Tillis.
Cameron Amir Bugeri.
Amanda Marie Zagainer.
Caitlin Alexandra Andrews.
Morgan Carlin Beeching.
Natalie Rochelle Polly.
Matthew Rudolph Behan.
Caitlin Rose Dyer.
Grace Catherine Borrell.
Benjamin Kevin Peter Mary.
Christine Lindsay Carrier.
Michael Paul Atkins.
William George Fiebig III.
Alyssa Marie Daniels.
Christy Anna Gadke.
Lauren Elizabeth Lipsick.
James Anthony Grandowitz Jr.
Bevan Isaac Blake.
Jacob James Hamilton.
Samuel Joseph Heller.
Caitlin Rose Harris.
Lauren Marie Stern.
Alexis Marie Hutz.
Michael Joseph Ferrari.
Madeline K. Jarrett.
Merle Howard Shoemaker III.
April Marie Johnson.
Briar William Branvold.
Thomas James Kirkham.
Stephen Self.
Andrew Kiswick.
Taylor David Potts.
Dylan Joseph Krendel.
Deborah Jean Berg Simon.
Brandon Jeremy Leal.
Jaredon Zachary Murra.
Joseph James Loftus.
Sabrina and Marie Morris.
Matthew Elwood Ritzman.
Matthew Ryan Janik.
Tiffany Lynn Robinson.
Kevin Bronson Gardner.
Gabrielle Nicole Schramm.
Monica Lynn Carson.
Zachary Michael Schaefer.
Gregory Stephen Young.
Stephanie Ann Solarik.
Beth Naomi Bishop Hackman.
Cam Ryan Stanley.
Ty Hasina Green.
Seth Allen Stanley.
Scott Michael Golnitz.
Megan Elizabeth Ward.
Alexander Jerome Montvilas.
Amanda Noel Westfall. Jacob David Westfall.
We're coming to the end of the ceremony, but before we close this special session of court, I want to thank Tina Jones, our sign language interpreter, for ensuring everyone could share in these proceedings. Please join me. I also have a few housekeeping reminders. Please walk down to the corner towards the river and then walk south to visit the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center. The Ohio State Bar Association is hosting a reception in the Grand Concourse of our building. OSBA staff members will be outside the theater to direct you. If you have not been to the Ohio Supreme Court, our Judicial Center, please stop by. I think you'll be impressed with the magnificence of the building. Besides that, you can get some things done there. You're going to be able to register with the Office of Attorney Services at the south end of our Grand Concourse after this ceremony. Information about registering is contained in the white envelopes that you've received. Also, please consider registering for the lawyer-to-lawyer mentoring program this afternoon. The Supreme Court, to help with the transition from law school to the practice of law, will pair you with a veteran attorney who will serve as your mentor. Mentoring representatives are available today to answer your questions about the program and explain how to register. Just look for their table at the south end of the Grand Concourse as well. You can sign up online starting tomorrow, but first you must register for active status with the Supreme Court. Please take advantage of the mentoring program. It's a method of securing CLE credit, as well as securing relationships that will serve you well, both personally and professionally. This now concludes our session of court. Thank you, and God bless you all. Marshall.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.